are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. We are so excited to showcase who's next, and that is professional healer Alex Bynum, located in Boston. We are so excited to have her on the line and learn all about healing and a little bit about her background. Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Hi, JC. What's up? It's good to speak to you.
I know. I'm so excited to have you on. I freaking so adore you. I mean, I've known you since I, you know, first moved to Boston, so it's so great to see how much you've blossomed.
I know. I was going to say, I think when you came to Boston, I was one of the first people you actually met, which is pretty cool.
I know. People flock to you. Just have great energy.
I guess so. Maybe.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your background. So how did you come into the world of healing?
You know, I was thinking about this earlier today, kind of figuring it might be one of the questions. And, you know, I kind of am one of those people that, like, popped out of the womb and was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm like, I'm ready to help now. What do I need to do? And that kind of has taken some interesting turns. So I've been in the sphere of helping people for a long time. I worked as an EMT. I worked as a personal trainer, a social worker. I used to resettle refugees. Like, I've done a lot in my past in terms of helping people. But every single time I held one of those positions, it was like, you know what, like, there's something missing. Like, this isn't 100% in alignment with, like, who I am and what I'm looking for. And it wasn't until I stepped into the world of healing that I was like, okay, I'm home. Like, my heart really told me and said, yep, this is where I need to be. And ever since then, I've just been like, just following it 100%.
That's so great, Alex, really. So when you say healing, can you tell our audience a little bit about what healing is?
Yeah, I think there's a big misconception out there. You know, a lot of people think, you know, you have to be in a super traumatic situation or something has to be really wrong to seek out healing. And while those are great reasons to seek out healing, it's like, you know, there's not a single person on this planet that hasn't been through something, that hasn't, you know, been in a situation that maybe they put a mask on afterwards, or, you know, they never really quite were able to get back to themselves after certain situations. So healing is, you know, ideally working with a practitioner who facilitates healing tools, and those tools help you to remember who you are at your core, which is, you know, not to sound too woo-woo, but, you know, the light and just an amazing, amazing being.
So if I were somebody who was, you know, interested in having a session with you, how does that work?
So usually you would just, you know, you would come in for a consultation and we would, you know, I'm not a therapist, but, you know, we would chat about, okay, what's going on in your life? And, you know, where do you feel disconnected from yourself, and discuss different options and different tools that I've been trained in to help you to unmask and remember your truth.
Love that. Now, you kept talking about, I mean, because I've actually done a session with you when I first moved here. Remember? That was like a long time ago.
Yeah, did we do Reiki? Is that what we did?
I think so.
Which was Reiki.
Yeah, I think it was too, which you also do. So we can totally talk about that also, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about the blue light. I remember you were telling me about, like, your blue light.
Blue light?
Yeah, it was like you find your purpose, right?
Oh, the life activation?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, is that different?
I was like, blue light. Yeah, so the life activation is super ancient. It's 3,000 years old, and I just, you know, I happen to be trained in it. And it's like everyone has a map, like a DNA blueprint of, like, what they came here to do. And that life activation kind of, like, turns on the light and helps you to be able to see that map and to really find your purpose and step more into it. You know, purpose is an evolving thing, but being able to get back into alignment from, you know, wherever you're at is really helpful and really important in terms of your joy in life, right? So that's a very powerful healing that I do offer.
And that's more than just a one-time session, right?
That particular session is a one-time session. You know, healing is a path of progression. But
right.
Even if you only saw me for that one session, it would be radical In terms of transformation because of the amount of light that it brings in. And, you know, there's a reading in it and it's just rebalances all the energy. Like it's just very powerful.
Can you tell us a story of someone that's totally transformed since you've done it?
Oh my gosh. I have so many stories that I can't even.
Well, just tell us one that stands out to you.
Let me think. I would have to say, there's so many good ones. I'll just use this one as a good example. You know, I worked with a client really struggling with an eating disorder, you know, constantly hurting herself. You know, that light came in and it was like that switch came on and it reconnected her to her higher self. And it takes time, right? Like it's not, it does take time for that light to flow in and that work towards the higher self. But, you know, totally clean from eating disorders, totally in a different space, living her life, doing a totally different job now than she was doing at the time and just really stepping into more and more of who she is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. So do you, because obviously I'm assuming healing is best done in person, right?
Yeah. So that's the thing that makes my work a little challenging in terms of, you know, like these sessions must be done in person. There are like two or three healings that can be done long distance, but like 90% of what I do has to be done in person.
Yeah, makes sense. Because I was going to say, because we have listeners from everywhere, like, is that anything you can do virtually?
Yeah. So, you know, if someone is, you know, in California or wherever they are, there are sessions we can do long distance if you want to experience what energy healing is like. I offer two different sessions. But, you know, there are a lot of practitioners around in different countries and stuff like that I can also refer out to who have also studied in the same lineage that I work with.
That's so awesome. So how would you say, because it seems Reiki is a type of healing, is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, so Reiki is more and more mainstream, right? You know, like 15 years ago, no one knew what Reiki was. And Reiki has become this popular thing, you know, like it's not that weird anymore. So yes, I do offer Reiki. I offer, it was one of the first healing tools I started with. And it's just, you know, it's a way for people to be like, oh, okay, well, I know what Reiki is. So maybe I would be open to trying these other things like life activation, you know, because I feel like a lot of the work I do, is like Reiki, like power infused Reiki. Like it's very, very powerful work.
So in terms of what Reiki actually is, because I'm into spiritual things, so I understand all about that. But can you elaborate a little bit more for our audience who might not know what that is?
Yeah, so Reiki means the practitioner is attuned to a certain energy. And then that practitioner calls in that energy during a session. And that flows from the practitioner's hands to the client. So, you know, it's kind of hard, one of those things that's hard to explain, but definitely experienced in person. But it's an energy flow that's from Japan, and it flows out of the practitioner, and it helps to release, you know, different blocks, different stresses that might be going on with the individual.
Interesting. Now, as a healer, how do you heal yourself?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
a good healer. Should definitely be getting healing sessions. So I have a mentor and friend named Jordan, and I have to go and receive healing sessions. You know, I take classes, I, you know, go to different trainings and things like that to make sure that I'm in alignment and I'm doing the best I can to grow, because the more I grow, the more my clients can grow, right?
Now, how often do you have to, like, re-heal yourself? Because you're healing constantly for others, right?
Yeah, so as long as I'm in a physical body, as long as I'm alive, I will need healing. And I think that's true for everyone. But what am I healing, right? Like, that's the difference. Like, what I'm healing now is very different than what I was healing 5 years ago. So it's like I'm not stuck in the same patterns and the same crap that I was. It's like now I get to heal different aspects that maybe I haven't looked at yet. There's deeper layers to the healing process, but being able to transform and live a different life is very possible once you start healing some of the muck. You know?
Right. Now, what would you, every person's different, but yes. What is the average transition period for people to see change? if they do a healing program with you?
That's hard to answer because, you know, I might see the change in a person right away, but it's so hard for us to see ourselves that they might not.
Totally.
Right? They may not think they've changed, you know. I remember I would be like, I would go and I'd ask my friends and be like, you know, you guys, have I changed? And they would be like, oh my God, Alex, like you're so, and I'd be like, oh really? Oh yeah, I guess that's true. I did used to do that. So there's no like concrete answer to that, I don't think, but you know, having the support of others around you and they're seeing your growth and they're like, holy crap, what are you doing? You know, is great affirmation of what's going on.
Absolutely. Now I just want to change topics a little bit because you've recently done a generosity challenge, which I love because I've been following you on social media. I think it's freaking amazing what you're doing. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this challenge and like how it's changed your life. Like, I can't believe what you're doing. Like, more people need to do what you're doing in this world.
So I was kind of getting to this place of being stuck in terms of abundance. And I was like, what is going on here? Like, I was trying to understand it. And my friend Chris Harder out in LA, he challenged me to a 7-day generosity challenge. And basically you do a random act of kindness for a stranger every day. It has to be financial and you post it on Facebook. So I took the challenge. I was like, you know, what do I have to lose here? Really? Nothing, right? Like, I just, people benefit from this. And so I started doing it and it was amazing, Jay-Z, because it was like, oh my God, like, you know, people were so inspired and that ripple effect went out, you know, on across social media and people were like, oh, I bought someone a coffee today because I saw you do it. Right. And then, you know, personally, I was like, holy, whoa, what's going on here? Because I was giving more and yet I was receiving more at the same time. You know, I actually paid off a credit card this month that I wasn't necessarily expecting to pay off. And it was like, I gave more last month to others than I've ever given in my life. And that came back to me like tenfold.
Amazing. Amazing. Can you tell some of the, like, tell our audience what you were doing? I loved the gift cards on the windshield of people's cars. And like, it was so awesome.
Yeah. It's funny. Like when your thoughts in the morning transform, you know, from how can I help myself to like, what am I going to like, how am I going to serve someone else today? You start to get really creative. You know, I bought flowers for someone, you know, I was standing in line at Whole Foods. I turned around and I gave her a bouquet of flowers. That was really fun.
What are these people's reactions though? You know, cause it's one thing for us to see it on Facebook, but I can't even imagine the people receiving like, oh my God, that is so nice. You know?
Usually it's like, but you don't know me or are you sure? Like,
right.
kind of like Boston culture, you know, is very like, why are you doing this? You know? So it's kind of funny the response, but there's always like this, almost always like this big smile and just like, I can't believe it. And then it's like that person's day is so transformed. It's such a cool thing to watch.
Love it. So did you challenge people? Like, are you still doing it? Where are you at right now with it?
I don't have to challenge people. You know, this weekend I was at a retreat and I handed out cash like as a gift to everyone. And, you know, all my friends were like so inspired and they were like, okay. And then this one guy was like, please don't stop doing it. I love watching it. I can't wait to like go out and do it. So, you know, that ripple effect is really there. And it's powerful.
It really is. Like, seriously, it was so inspiring. You inspired me, truthfully. That's why I had to share it with our audience. Cause I was like, I love that.
Yeah. I'll make sure to keep posting.
Yeah. I just absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So if people wanted to, what's next for you, by the way? What's next for Alex? What's the latest project you're working on?
So, you know, I recently became, I have two projects right now. I'm really trying to, I'm trained in a series. It's called the Spiritual Drug Detox. And that works with people, you know, that have used substances in the past, but it still feels like, you know, there's still that like craving for that substance. So I do a really powerful series that I'm really promoting right now on that, if you know anyone. And then I also became a guide in the lineage that I've studied with, which is the lineage of King Solomon. So I'm teaching 2-day classes now, and that's really powerful. And I'm also building those classes as well.
Now explain to us a little bit more of what that is. I don't even know what that is, to be honest.
Yeah. So it's not like a seminar or anything like that. It's called Empower Thyself. And what happens in that class is you're handed down very ancient rituals for being able to like snap or for being able to live from the higher self very quickly and being able to tap into that place very quickly. That way, you know, your day is structured more from the higher self, the the best version of you rather than the drama and the stuff that really weighs us down. So, you know, people go to that class to get those tools so that they're living, you know, a different life. Because how different is your life when you're living from the best part of yourself rather than the wounding that weighs you down?
Right. That is so true.
Yeah.
You're so inspiring. I'm like so interested in everything you're talking about. It's so awesome. So when do you teach those classes? Like, how can people find out about them?
Yeah. So if you are interested, you know, my website is the word. So my website is Empower You. It's the word empower with an H in it. So empowheryou.com. And I always post the next class. You know, the next one, I'm teaching one this weekend. There'll be another one in September. And, you know, anyone is welcome to that class. My business name does have more of a women feel to it, but I do have male clients as well. And, you know, I will open those tools to everyone.
I love that. I was going to ask, what inspired the name of the business?
You know, 3 years ago, my friend and I, we went out to IHOP and I was really struggling. And I was like, you know, I've got to start this. I was kind of using my name for branding and I was like, no, it doesn't feel right. And then it was just one of those napkin things, you know, and we were just like scribbling and that's what came out of it.
Love it. Scribbling on IHOP napkins. That's awesome. That's really awesome. So how can people get in touch with you on social media? Where can they follow you?
So facebook.com/empowheryou. So I'll just spell that really quick. EmpowherYou. Or I'm on Instagram as empowheryou as well.
Amazing. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you, Alex. Everybody has to follow Alex on social media and go to her website and definitely do a session because it's so worth it.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. It was so fun.
You grow and watch, and then I've grown. So it's really awesome.
I know. Girl power.
Amen.
Love it. So everybody be sure to definitely check out Alex Bynum and empower you, and stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.